Admissions went about as well as could be expected, considering I couldn't study. Hemé was still carrying his grudge. Lauren was cool. Elodine had his head down on the table and seemed to be asleep. My tuition was a full 6 talents, which put me in an interesting situation. The long road to Imre was mostly deserted. The sun brushed through the trees and the wind carried just a hint of the cool that fall would soon be bringing. I headed to the Aeolian first to retrieve my loot. Stanchion had insisted that I leave it there last night, lest I break it on my long, inebriated walk home. As I approached the Aeolian, I saw Diok lounging against the doorpost, walking a coin across the back knuckles of his hand. He smiled when he saw me.
"Oh there! Thought you and your friends would end up in the river by the way you were weaving when you left last night."
"We were swaying in different directions," I explained, "so it balanced out." Diok laughed.
"We've got your lady inside."
I fought down a flush and wondered how he had known I was hoping to find Denna here. "I don't know if I would call her my lady, exactly." Savoy was my friend, after all. He shrugged.
"Whatever you call her, Stanchion's got her behind the bar. I'll go grab her before he gets overly familiar and starts practicing his fingering."
I felt a flash of rage and barely managed to swallow a mouthful of hot words. My loot, he was talking about my loot. I ducked inside quickly, guessing the less Diok saw of my expression, the better it would be. I wandered through the 3 levels of the Aeolian, but Denna was nowhere to be found. I did run into Count Threep, though, who enthusiastically invited me to have a seat.
"Do you suppose I might persuade you to pay me a visit at my house sometime?" Threep asked bashfully. "I'm thinking of having a little dinner, and I know a few people who would love to meet you." He winked. "Word about your performance is already getting around."
I felt a twinge of anxiety, but I knew rubbing elbows with the nobility was something of a necessary evil. "I'd be honored to, my lord." Threep grimaced.
"Does it have to be, my lord?"
Diplomacy is a large part of being a trooper, and a large portion of diplomacy is adherence to title and rank. "Etiquette, my lord," I said regretfully.
"Piss on etiquette,"
Threep said petulantly.
"Etiquette is a set of rules people use so they can be rude to each other in public. I was born Dene, first, Threep second, and Count last fall."
He looked imploringly up at me.
"Den for short?"
I hesitated.
"Here at least," he pleaded. "It makes me feel like a weed in a flower bed when someone starts lording me here."
I relaxed. "If it makes you happy, then." He flushed as if I'd flattered him.
"Tell me a bit about yourself, then. Where are you lodging?"
"On the other side of the river," I said evasively. The bunks in Mews were not exactly glamorous. When Threep gave me a puzzled look, I continued. "I attend the university?"
"University?"
he asked, clearly puzzled.
"Are they teaching music now?"
I almost laughed at the thought. "No, no, I'm in the Arcanum." I immediately regretted my words. He leaned back in his seat and gave me an uncomfortable look.
"You're a warlock?"
"Oh no," I said dismissively. "I'm just studying. You know, grammar, mathematics." I picked 2 of the more innocent fields of study I could think of, and he seemed to relax a bit.
"I guess I just thought that you were..."
He trailed off and shook himself.
"Why are you studying there?"
The question caught me off guard. I've always wanted to. There's so much to learn."
"But you don't need any of that. I mean..."
He groped for words.
"The way you play. Surely your patron is encouraging you to focus on your music."
"I don't have a patron there," I said with a shy smile. "Not that I'm opposed to the idea, mind you." His reaction was not what I expected.
"Damn my black luck!"
He slapped his hand on the table hard.
"I assumed someone was being coy, keeping you a secret."
He thumped the table with his fist.
"Damn, damn, damn!"
He recovered his composure a little and looked up at me.